है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके अंबर पे आंख उठाए मन तो उड़ता ही जाए संगम के सुहाने सुख जो हम लूटे तो लुटाए दिव्य चितवन से नस नस को भर दे आज आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके पे पधारे फूल खिल जाते हैं न्यारे गुलशन तो महक जाए तू जो इसे सवारे हर गुल में भरते बाबा तू खुशबू स्वर्ग किसी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके
ओम शांति। Today, Bap Dada is seeing all children who are jewels of contentment, either in front or even at a distance. Each jewel with its power of contentment is celebrating a meeting with a smile. This power of contentment is the greatest of all. This is why all attainments are in it.
Santushta ki shakti. Dharam karne wali. Santushta maniya.
The jewels of contentment who imbibe the power of contentment are loved by the Self, are loved by the Father, and also loved by the family. Because where there is contentment, there all the powers are merged in contentment. The power of contentment atmosphere created by the power of contentment spreads everywhere. The souls who are contented can never be defeated by Maya. Maya gets defeated. The souls who are jewels of contentment can make everyone's heart belong to them. A contented soul,
Jai Maya Jai Prakriti, ke bina bina halchal ko
a contented soul experiences the different upheavals of either Maya or nature in such a way as if it is watching a cartoon show. So, does each child consider itself to be full in this power of contentment? Ask yourself. Ask yourself. Am I a jewel of contentment? Many children say that they are it sometimes, not always, but sometimes. But Bap Dada does not like this word sometimes. Bap Dada gives yaad pyar to everyone, happiness to everyone, all the time. Therefore, Bap Dada does not like this word sometimes. You should be always happy. Therefore, Bap Dada wants that this word sometimes be transformed. So, can you transform this word sometimes? The word sometimes is not there in the dictionary of Brahmins. The word is always. So can it be possible that today all the children who are loved by the Father and are beyond the influence of Maya, can you today finish this word sometimes? Can you finish this word sometimes today? Because Bap Dada has been saying this for a long time. That any upheaval can come at any time. And in order to be prepared for that, any upheaval can come any time, and therefore to be prepared for that, if there, if sanskar of sometimes still remains, then will you be able to claim the rights to the sovereignty of the world always? For all time, Bap Dada has love from the heart. All of you have great love for Bap Dada, for the Father from the heart. You also, you have made a promise to Bap Dada that you will stay together, you will go together, you will come together. So, is this promise firm? Did Brahma Baba ever say the word sometimes? Bap Dada has always given you Yad Pyar every day in the morning at Amrit Vela, and he has always told you things which increase your zeal and enthusiasm. So should Bap Dada make you raise your hand whether you have love for Bap Dada? If Baba makes you raise your hand, you will raise both hands. Yes, isn't it? You have is firm, is it not? Your love for Bab Dada. So if there is love, it means that there is love for every word that person for whom there is love speaks.
Brahma Bab ne kabhi pita se ye nahi kaha.
Brahma Baba never told Shiv Baba that my love for you is sometimes or anything is sometimes. But he always followed the father. And he also made you do that, do the same, because Bab Dada loves the children very deeply, very much. From the heart, from the bottom of the heart. This is why, what is your name?
Brahma Kumari.
Your name is not Shiv Kumar or Kumari. Therefore, love for Brahma Baba means
Brahma Kumar Kumari ka.
Whatever Brahma Baba says, that a Brahma Kumar or Brahma Kumari obeys and does it accordingly. Because love means surrender. So, to surrender to whom? It means surrender to his orders. You do whatever he says. Because Brahma Baba has Shiv Baba with him. He is not alone. It is Bab Dada, you say that together, no? Bab Dada. They are together. So, today, Bab Dada wants that every child should finish this word sometimes. This word should never be uttered by any child anymore. Can this be possible? All of you are Baba's companions, aren't you? You have love for Baba, is it not? And where there's love, there they even surrender. They sacrifice themselves. There's only a word which you have to sacrifice. That's all. Because you have love for Baba, so it's not a big thing to sacrifice this word sometimes for the sake of Baba. Bab Dada wants that each child becomes a bead of the rosary of the victorious. Therefore, Do you consider yourself to be the bead of the rosary? Do you consider yourself to be victorious? Many children say that there are so many Brahmins, such a big quantity, and the rosary is of only 108. So only 108 will come in the rosary one day. But if you become complete, if you become victorious, then don't think that the rosary is of only 108. Bap Dada can add more more rows in the necklace. Bap Dada can add more rows in the necklace, in the rosary. But you become victorious first. Many children think, I don't know whether I'll get a number or not, I don't know. But if you become complete, then the Father will give you a number, it's definite. Because the Father has love for every child. The Father has love for each child. Baba has already said earlier that even if it's the last child, he's right at the end, but still the Father has love for him. Because that child who may be last because of his nature, but then at least he has recognized Baba and is saying, my Baba, he's doing that. In the world, there are people with such big positions and they haven't recognized the Father. But that one, although he is last, he has recognized the Father. Although he may be having some weakness in him and he's under the influence of that, but at least he has recognized the Father and he says, my Baba, with love. And therefore Bap Dada has told you earlier as well that the Father has love even for the last child. But along with the love, there is also the drishti of benefit, the attitude of benefit for that child, that made this child move forward. Therefore Bap Dada is telling you very, very clearly today that do not think of other things. How will this be possible? What is that and why all that? Don't think of anything else. Just make yourself a worthy soul. make yourself a karma yogi soul. And anyone who becomes a worthy child, that one will get the blessings of all attainments, and that soul will be made to move forward by Bap Dada with that blessing. Therefore, today, at Amrit Vela, everyone, whether from this land or foreign lands, Bap Dada went on a tour everywhere, whether in this land or in foreign lands. Even otherwise, Bap Dada does go on a tour every day. But today, when Bap Dada went on a visit or tour to the children, Bap Dada has told you earlier that Bap Dada goes on a round and along with Bap Dada, all your ancestor dadis, the original jewels, even they go with Bap Dada on this tour. So whilst going on a round, or while touring, what did Bap Dada notice? You know, all of you do know it. Very good, determined thoughts. You say, Baba, we will do it. We'll show you that we can do it. We will definitely hold your hand and go with you. So when you say hand, what does hand stand for? Shiv Baba doesn't even have an angelic form. So which hand? It is the hand of Shrimat. In foreign countries, it is a fashion to hold hand, to go hand in hand. They hold each other's hand and walk. So here the hand is of Shrimat. So all of you are those who go hand in hand, aren't you? Who hold Bap Dada's hand, that is follow Shrimat of Bap Dada, is it not? Do you have this strength? Do you have that strength to really go hand in hand? See what Brahma Baba did. He followed Shrimat at every step.
Aap sabhi ko karke dikha.
and showed you by doing it. He proved it to you by doing it. He showed you what to do. He was an example. He was an example in the corporeal form. Leave aside the incorporeal father, but Brahma Baba was corporeal in the physical world. He was with you. So just as Brahma Baba always took the hand of Shrimat and went hand in hand with Shiv Baba and became an angel. Similarly, you also are following the father, aren't you?
Follow father, yeah, then.
You remember this word, follow father, don't you?
Follow,
so what do you have to follow? Brahma Baba did everything in a practical way and showed everything to you so clearly. You know about the face of Brahma Baba, the activity of Brahma Baba. So you know everything, so you can emerge Brahma Baba in front of you. Whatever daily routine was needed to follow, or whatever Brahma Baba followed as daily routine, although he was in the physical body. So in spite of being in the physical body, he experienced everything of Shrimat. That is, he did everything what Shrimat said. You know, all of you know about the activities of Brahma Baba, don't you? So, you have to follow the father. In order to make you firm and strong, every step which Brahma Baba took, that has been revised by you. There are 10 steps, no? What Brahma Baba did. That you have to follow, that's all. To follow means to become like Brahma Baba. So, just think, all of you have love for both the fathers, is it not? Love means you have been told earlier as well, love means the practical form of love is
prema bhav ka karna aur kehna. Aur bachchon ko
is the practical form of love is whatever Brahma Baba says and does, that the children also do. This is true love from the heart. You know what some children do? They know that they have to, they do think that they have to do as Brahma Baba did. But then they do something and then they think, oh, I didn't do it like Brahma Baba would do. As but I've already done it. So when you say that you want to follow Brahma Baba means first you have to think. Even before you think, create a thought. Is this thought which I'm going to think like that of Brahma Baba's thoughts? If it is like Brahma Baba's thought, then think and then do it in practical form. Don't do something and then think, oh, whether it was like Brahma Baba's action or not. First you must think and then follow. So, on this day, today,
Brahma Baba ko follow, artat Brahma.
To follow Brahma Baba means to become equal to Brahma Baba. Do you have the courage to follow? Those who think that we will do it, they raise their hand. We will do it. First think and then do. Don't do and then think, oh, whether it was like how Brahma Baba would do or not. Okay, lower your hand. Today, Bap Dada is giving the power of contentment in particular to every soul and wishes to see this in every child. In this one power of contentment, all other powers are merged. All other powers will come if there's one power of contentment. Therefore, today's special blessing of Bap Dada is may you have the power of contentment in you. This is today's blessing. Let anything happen, but never leave your contentment. Many children say, you know, they chat with Baba, and they say, it is easy to become content, but then it's very difficult to make others contented. It's very easy to become content yourself, but then to make others contented is very difficult. Now, supposing somebody does something and you understand that what he did was not right, but then why do you keep that in your heart? He's doing like this, that one is doing like that, that one is doing like that, his nature is like this. Why do you keep it in your heart, all that, whatever he's doing? Because you have placed the Father in your heart, is it not? Not to Baba, if you have placed Baba in your heart. Or you sometimes take him out and then sometimes make him sit in your heart. Do you do that? If you have made Baba sit in your heart, then, so if you think of that incident, that thing what happened in your heart, then how can you keep that thing as well as Baba in your heart? You can keep only one thing in your heart, no? Therefore, don't keep the situation in your heart. You have kept Baba in your heart, and therefore, you should not keep the situation in your heart. And Baba has told you this yukti before. That if somebody does something which you don't like, then just have good wishes, pure feelings for that soul. Have good wishes and pure feelings for that soul. And use that good wishes and pure feelings in action too. Supposing you think that, oh, this one, whatever he or she is doing is not good. Well, if it's not good, it is bad, then if somebody gives you something bad, will you take it? If something you think is bad, then to keep that in your intellect, to keep that in your heart, means you have taken that bad thing, is it not? So, in this way, keeping Baba in your heart always, you will become like the Father. This is your promise, is it not, that you have to become like the Father? Is it not? This is your promise, is it not? Sure? You're firm on it? Or do you think, I don't know whether I'll become like Baba or not, I don't know. Hope you're not thinking in this way. love for anyone means to follow that one. Therefore, Bap Dada wants to see every child as a soul who is full with good wishes and pure feelings for everyone. Yes, teachers, you will become that, won't you? The ones who have good wishes and pure feelings for everyone. You will become that, won't you? Bap Dada has special love for the teachers. The teachers are clapping. Why has he special love for the teachers? Because you have kept the courage of sitting on Bap Dada's seat, on the father's seat, as a teacher, like Baba is teaching, Baba is speaking the Murli, so the teachers, they sit on the seat and read Baba's Murli. So you have kept this courage of sitting on the seat of Baba and sitting on Baba's seat. So you have that courage, is it not? Therefore, Bap Dada wants from every teacher from every teacher's features, the future should be visible. So future should be visible from the features of every teacher. This is Baba is saying to the teachers, but then it's for everyone too. You are their companions, aren't you? So now Baba is speaking to everyone. Bap Dada taught this to the little children in the boarding school that you are very fortunate and your face should be always smiling, always happy. So always happy, always fortunate. So even now Bap Dada wants that every child from his face should be visible as the one who's very fortunate and very happy soul. You have done a lot of service through words and you have done good service. For that you already have the certificate that you do very good service through speech, through words. But now your face and activity should serve. And in this you have to move forward. Just as if somebody is poor and if that poor person receives a lottery, then his face, his behavior speaks, doesn't it? If somebody would see his face, everyone will experience that this person has got something today. Similarly, from your face and activity, behavior, they should believe that you people have got something. So what does Bap Dada want from you today? Become like Brahma Baba.
Follow Father.
Follow the Father. Because the conditions of the world, is bad and it is going to become more and more worse. This is why Bap Dada wishes to give these instructions to all the children. To every child, Bap Dada wishes to give the instructions that, children, may you be always happy and may you share this happiness with all. The more you share happiness with others, the more yours will increase. When people will see you happy, they will be happy even if it is for only 5 minutes. The unhappy, miserable souls in distress, if they, on seeing you, are happy even only for 5 minutes, even those 5 minutes is a big thing for them, because it is something according to their liking. So today, Bap Dada wants to see this power of contentment in every child, on each one's face and in his activities. So Bap Dada wants that you imbibe this yourself, and also Bap Dada is drawing your attention that you have to imbibe this yourself, and you also have to share it with others. Okay, all those who are first-timers, they stand up. All the first-timers stand up. Just see.
आपको दिखाई दे रहा है.
Are you able to see?
आधा क्लास.
Half class is our first timers.
पहले वाली.
Half class is our first timers.
हाथ उठाओ.
Raise your hand.
देखो हाथ सभी के देखो.
See each one's hands.
देखा.
Did you see?
आपके नए नए भाई बहन.
See your new brothers and sisters. Congratulations to the new brothers and your new brothers and sisters who have become your companions. Now, just as you have reached this place to you have come to meet Bab Dada. So you have reached here, okay, but what do you have to do next? You have to follow Brahma Baba. On seeing you, even Bab Dada is so happy. Wow, my child has come. Wow, my child has come.
सारे परिवार को भी खुशी होती है. हमारा भाई.
The whole family is also happy. Our brothers and sisters have come.
Abhi, follow Brahma Baba.
Now follow Brahma Baba. Let anything happen. If there's any question, if there's any problem, because this world is a world of problems. Anyway, so if there's any problem, any question,
teacher dwara uska hal kara dena.
Share it with your teacher and get the solution. Don't wait for long and say, oh, 2 days have passed and still this problem is there. No, just take the solution as quickly as possible, because you have come late and you want to go ahead, is it not? So if you want to go ahead, then whatever is in your heart, don't allow it to remain in you. Don't allow any waste to stay in you. And what will you do for that? First of all, you will do Amrit Vela meditation, and then after that, set your whole day's routine. In that routine, you have to set how your mind is going to be kept busy. For that, you have to practice any type of drill throughout the day. Bab Dada has told you different types of drills. So, practice any of the drills side by side in your daily routine. Bab Dada is saying this for all of you, that from time to time in between, during the day, take out some time, whether your new ones or old ones, all of you have to do this. Just become bodiless. Do this drill of becoming bodiless in a second. Because in the future times, you will have to become bodiless instantly. So this drill is very important. Even if somebody says, I didn't get time, I was very busy. See, when you are thirsty, don't you get up to drink water? Don't you give time for that? To drink water, you do get up, don't you? To drink water. So this 1 minute, this drill of becoming bodiless for 1 minute, this practice you have to do. Because at that moment you will not be able to do this practice. Many think that when that occasion will come, that moment will come, then I will become bodiless. I'll practice it. No, this body consciousness of birth after birth, that is such that at that moment this body consciousness will not allow you to become bodiless. Therefore, you need to practice it from now onwards. You have to take out time throughout the day and from time to time. You can fix some time. For 1 second, just become bodiless. I am a soul. I and stabilize yourself in that state of a soul. Body consciousness should not pull you. All of you have to do this practice, whether you are old ones or new ones, because Bab Dada has been saying this for some time now, but it is very important that you do it. Otherwise, you will not be able to go hand in hand, that is, follow Srimad at every step. It's your promise, is it not, that Baba, we will go together and we will come and rule together in the new world. So, for that, you'll have to do this drill. All of you have to do it. All the new ones who have come, may you be happy, may you live long, and may you keep on moving forward. Okay, you may sit down, you must be tired. Baba is showing the concern, you have been standing for so long, now you may sit down, you must be tired. Okay.
Baba seva ka turn.
This turn of seva is of Maharashtra, Bombay, Andhra. Stand up. All Maharashtra, Bombay. Of course, Bombay is the capital of Maharashtra. There are 14,000. Maharashtra, Andhra, Bombay. There are 14,000. Those who stood up as first timers, they sit down. Those who stood up for as first timers, they sit down. The rest of Maharashtra, Andhra and Bombay, they stand up. The quantity of this zone is also very big. And the name itself is Maharashtra. Maha means great, big, large. So just as is the name Maharashtra, so large area, large region. Similarly, large number. Dada wants something from Bombay and Delhi. Bombay and Delhi. Of course, you are doing very good service. I have been doing and you will continue to do very good service. But Bab Dada wants something from Bombay and Delhi to do. What is that? All those special souls who are in your contact or relationship who can become mics too and can also become heirs. Those who are in your contact or relationship who can become mics and also become heirs. Create a group of that. Because majority of the zones have sent their list to Bab Dada. Bab Dada has seen the list. There are very good names in that list who can glorify Baba a lot. Now, you have to reveal those people. Instead of you, they should give lectures for you. They should share their experience of you. What this knowledge is and what change I have brought in my life, that they should describe. When functions take place, even now many share their very good experiences, is it not? But then that's in a function, in a special program. But then continuously they should be experiencing it and also sharing with others. If you give attention to them in this way, then they will surely be revealed, because Bab Dada saw the list which each one has sent. In that list there are many who are really worthy of it, worthy of becoming heirs, of becoming mics, But the only thing is you have to make some effort and make them move forward. Also, each wing should show this list to Baba and the whole family. The wings have done very good service. Bab Dada has seen that all the wings, which are for every profession, they have done the work very well. And they have been doing it for a long time. Now bring some newness, some novelty. You bring. The newness you can bring is that you have to create heirs. At least those who are in your contact, they should come into your relationship, and then after that they should come into service. Sambandh relationship doesn't mean just coming and going, but then they become your companions in the family. This is also going to happen. Bab Dada has seen that if Brahmins create one powerful thought, that will materialize automatically. It will happen. But for that, all have to create the same thought. Because now the atmosphere has changed. Since from the time you are celebrating this Platinum Jubilee, 75 years celebration, from that time people have begun to understand this, that these people, the Brahma Kumaris, are really doing something. And whatever they say very good things and they can do it. This understanding has come in them. So, as this change is coming in them and you are seeing it, if you make a little bit more effort, then see how big your family will become. Even more big. Also, Bab Dada wants that they should come together and there be a get-together of them somewhere. They come to meet Baba in Madhuban, that's another thing. But then, they come as family members. And they should come as family members. Part of the family. So you have to bring some newness in service, is it not? Okay, you may sit. Bab Dada is happy. So Bab Dada is happy to see you. But one desire which Bab Dada has for the zones, what is that?
Khushkhabri milenge.
Every center should write this good news that our center is free of obstacles. Everyone has great love for one another. And we are all busy in our activities. But up to now, no zone has written that we are obstacle free. You are Maharashtra, so you Maharashtra have to do something Mahan, great. No zone has sent this good news to Bap Dada yet. It is to become. And it's you who have to become free of obstacles. Who else will become? Your tapasya, your intense meditation is no less. Whether it is the students or the teachers, compared to the people of the world, you are great souls. And now if you really pay attention to become free of obstacles, then just as people on the path of devotion, they see with so much devotion your physical, your images. So in the same way, they will see you who are in living form as gods and goddesses in the living form. Now they are only paying reverence to your images, but then they will pay reverence to you in living form as their gods and goddesses. Otherwise, the service you have done is very good, and Bap Dada is congratulating you for that. Nizar Bhai, Baba is telling you to stand up. Baba speaking to Nizar Bhai. Bap Dada heard the news, the method you have adopted for the service you are doing of Future of Power is good, and in the future it will become even better and better. This is why keep on moving forward. Bap Dada heard all the news. Okay, you may sit down. Nizar Bhai.
Baba, IT group
hai 200 bhai bane. IT group has come. 200 in this IT group. Information technology group. Radio, TV. They have made good pictures too. Internet, IT, radio, television. So Baba was saying they have made very good pictures. IT. Bap Dada has told you earlier that Bap Dada saw each wing is doing something new. And now, in every wing, the message is also going out very well. Just as in medical wing service, I was talking about the CAD project, coronary artery disease regression, so about the heart, it has become official, they have put in the official book, what they're saying. This Bap Dada saw so it's good for advertisement. Similarly, the zones also who have done things, so that they can spread the message, and they have kept good connections for that, and the result is very good. So Bap Dada is telling to each wing, just as you have moved forward to this extent, you will continue to move forward more and more. Then everyone's drishti will fall on you. And you will become well known in the whole world gradually, Baba say. And gradually you will become well known in the whole world. Similarly, to this wing also, IT, Bap Dada is congratulating you. All of you are making very good efforts, and along with the efforts, you are, and along with that, Bap Dada is with all of you. Okay, you may sit down. Double foreigners are here, about 400 double foreigners. Double foreigners, please stand up. Double foreigners are becoming double and double and double. Bap Dada has seen that you are paying very good attention to the self, to your self-respect, and also on your attitude. So there's good attention on all these things, your drishti, your vritti, your drishti, attitude, your self-respect. You're paying good attention, and you're also making others to pay attention to it. You're also playing a very good role of having love for the yajna. Also, very good role of helping the yajna having love for the yagya and helping the yagya, that role also you are playing very well. Therefore, Bap Dada is congratulating you many, many times. Many, many times, congratulations.
Bap Dada, aap logo ki kahaniya sunte
rahe. Bap Dada keeps on listening to your stories. You are not only those who only have love for Baba, but along with love for Baba, you are also very helpful in every task. And are clever in accumulating your fortune for the future too. This is why, see, you have come from so many countries. You have come from so many countries, and on seeing this gathering of double foreigners, Bap Dada is seeing you as loving souls, very cooperative souls. Who extend their hand in every task. You are that group. So, Bap Dada is very happy to see all this in you. Bap Dada is happy, you are also happy. And the family is also happy. Those of Madhuban always say that Madhuban, that double foreigners are the decoration of Madhuban. The father's title, world benefactor, has been proved by the double foreigners. This is why always stay as intense effort makers, not mere effort makers, but intense effort makers. Because the time now is to become an intense effort maker. The time of just effort maker stage is gone. Now the time is of being an intense effort maker. Therefore, never become ordinary effort makers. Always check this in you. Is there intensity in me? Am I an intense effort maker? Is my speed high in efforts? also the time is giving its warning that you have to become an intense effort maker. Therefore, Bapdada is happy, the family is happy, and everyone is giving congratulations to you. You may sit. Baba is happy with you. From how many countries you have come? Okay. To all the children everywhere who are at a distance but are in the heart, Bap Dada is seeing all of you. The fragrance of your love is reaching Madhuban. Now you have to move forward fast, you have to make intense efforts. And you have to also bring that intensity of happiness in the people of the world. You have to make the souls in distress happy. You have to make everyone happy. In this service too, you are doing this service fast, and you have to make it more fast. Therefore, lots and lots of love and remembrance from the heart.